What's up?
How's it going? How's it going, man?
Good, good.
How's the time streak?
Just waking up, you know? This is good, you know? It's 11 o'clock over here in Saratoga, Wyoming, so I'm just getting up, getting out of bed.
Yeah, right? How's the quarantine treating you? How's lockdown?
Actually, it's really good because it's weird how the universe works. You know, I was scheduled to come out here and, you know, move out here from Orlando and all that, you know, a little over a month ago. And right when I arrived, it was when everything, you know, pretty much, you know, everybody had to go into quarantine and all this stuff. So I was like, wow, what a time to, and what a place to be for me, because I don't know, as of a couple of days ago, we're the only state that has no reported virus deaths. So, and all this stuff. We're hanging on. I'm thinking about killing myself just so I can go down as the first one, you know? My girl was like, stop talking like that. I was like, somebody's got to go, you know?
So, somebody's got to. You're taking it upon yourself. You're taking it upon yourself to do a solid for everybody else. Always thinking about the other people, you know?
That's right. We leave the pressure, and no more pressure for anybody after that.
So you're holding up all right, though?
Yeah, we, not going too, you know, one night, last week we had a, we went to the pool room here, you know, Duke's bar, and we, you know, the guys were finishing up a league match. You know, there was only like 5-6 people in there, you know, they were finishing up their, you know, very last match, you know, for the whole league thing. And, you know, the business not open or nothing, you know, then nobody's selling anything, you know, just, you know, people that been here and, you know, obviously everybody's safe, you know, they're not mingling with nobody else. And, you know, they were doing their match, and then the officer came over and, you know, shut it down, and kind of, they made a big deal about it. But it was, you know, I mean, all these people in this town here in Saratoga, we all been here for a while now. We haven't gone anywhere. So, you know, we're not mingling and, you know, being unsafe, but, you know, these guys are taking it real serious, you know, even so, you know, other than that, you know, the reason why I brought that up is because I wanted to go hit some balls over there. But after that, I was like, my only place to hit some balls is gone. So that's the part where, you know, I'm, you know, struggling, because we got all this, you know, like we're going to talk about now with the league, you know, we're launching something that everybody can play by themselves. And we're excited about that, and I can't even play it right now, so it sucks.
Yeah, you're a peasant like the rest of us. We don't have access to a pool table.
Actually, but my buddy EJ, that owns Andy Clough USA, he told me that they have the table, a Rassom table, the bar box Rassom table that we had years ago, and it's there in the Andy Clough building. So he said, and, you know, take stuff off of that, and you can go hit balls in there if you want. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get a camera and go set up over there, or just do my phone.
Better than nothing.
So that's what I'm probably going to end up doing. Yeah, I end up doing that tonight on the what I think is the only Rassom bar box table. Well, at least I know it's the very first one.
Whoa. That's
that might be a collector's item.
Yeah. I don't think bar box, or I think
I'll send you pictures later when I go.
Feel free.
Yeah, they made one for the Wyoming Open here a few years ago. Yep.
You know, that actually, and not that I want to go down this rabbit hole necessarily, but that actually looks like a really, really, really solid event every year.
Yeah, it generates, you know, because of the time of year that they have it, it generates a lot of, you know, revenue for the city here in a time where nobody's normally here. You know, it's a slow season because this is like a tourist town. So, you know, it's kind of disappointing that we couldn't do it, you know, and there's funding for it. So what Mr. Glode said was he's going to save that funding that he had allocated for the event, and he's probably going to do something smaller in November.
Oh, that's pretty
hopefully
cool.
You know, things calm down, and, you know, so he's going to, yeah, you know, he's really, these guys are really good people, you know, and of course, you know, EJ's, he's like a brother to me, you know, he's family, so it's, you know, it's kind of disappointing that we didn't have it, but like he said, you know, bringing 200 people from different parts of the country or state in this environment is not a good idea right now, so Yeah.
So why don't we jump into why we're bringing you on today? TSPN and you, specifically part of TSPN, are launching a brand new game. Why don't you tell us about it?
Cool, yeah. So the Social Pool Network, you know, TSPN is... We were planning on launching something in, you know, at the end of the year, possibly next year. But we thought because of, you know, the situation we're in now, we might as well go ahead and do it. And so years ago, we came up with the Saratoga Games, EJ and I. And, you know, there's, we have a bunch of different variations. We do, you know, we have a 7-ball version, a 9-ball version, which is the one we're launching now. We have a 13-ball version, which is a Saratoga game that we've been playing, you know, for the last 7, 8 years or whatever, 10 years. And so we came up with the all-offense version a while back, and we just haven't launched it or talked about it. And, you know, so now, you know, partnering with TSPN, and, you know, they love the idea. And so they've been working on it, you know, all of us actually been working on it real hard to get this launched. And I think today we're going to start the first online tournament where – we have the rules. We have the way. If you go on the TSPN app, you can find the rules and stuff. And then I'll post them. I'll make some Facebook posts, and I'm sure a lot of others will. But we're going to start launching these little online tournaments. We don't want to say satellite tournaments because we're actually going to do satellite tournaments as well, where you do good or you win a smaller event, and then it'll go to the bigger events. But right now, what we're doing is these, like, I like to say, like, mini tournaments, like if you went to, like, the BCA or APA in Vegas before, and, you know, one of them rooms, they have all them 8-player, $20 entry tournaments, and you just keep going and going and going. So we came up with the it's called Rocket Run Out, and it's the, because, of course, we couldn't figure out another name, so I was just looking in the mirror, and I said, you know what, that's a great name. So, and the reason why we call Rocket Run Out is just because it's all offense version of it, and you just shoot your number. So we came up with the formula, how to, you know, how to play. So there's different ways in every rack, and this version we're launching is a 9-ball version. So the most you can score in 10 racks is 100 points. You know, you can get 10 points is the most, and the way you get it is if you break, and you have to break hard, right? And for this online, you know, game tournaments, it's all offense. So people are asking, you know, how are you going to, you know, verify if people did it for real? Well, all of these matches in the Rocket Runout have to be live streamed, because there's going to be a point where somebody might contest it, and then you got to go back and look at it and say, hey, you know, I want to watch this guy's match, right? So, but everybody's going to have the option to watch it live, and if people contest it or something, you know, later, you know, because, but we're doing it, we're launching it with $10 entry fee events, you know, maybe close it off at like 10 or, you know, 32, whatever it is. You know, we're just we're gonna figure it out, and we're gonna launch the first one today. And basically, everybody's gonna be able to join the network and play. And if you don't want to be a paying member, you can pay just your entry fee, and then you can pay a little, you know, a couple bucks. What do you call that? Like administration fee or processing fee? Because but there's no green fees. It's everybody's at their own thing, right? So yeah, instead of us taking money out of the pot, we just add it to the entry if you're not already paying member, you know, the monthly. So I think the game is going to be like 20, 25 bucks a month to be a part of it, to be able to play in these. But if you're not paying that 20, 25 bucks a month, you can pay that little processing fee, you know, every time, and you can play as many as you want, obviously. But if you pay the monthly, then you can just play them all day long. So what the goal is, to have all these going on where it closes off at a certain number, and then once it closes off, you can get in the next one after you play a match. And then so we can have, you know, hundreds of these things going on eventually, right? And, you know, we came up with it, you know, because of this environment, you know, this, you know, lockdown environment. So everybody that can get on a table, you know, you can play by yourself. Even if you, you know, if somebody has friends that want to come over, well, you guys don't all have to play together. You guys can all be in the room by yourself if you want, right? So it's kind of, it's specifically designed for this environment where, you know, you can keep everybody safe and still play pool. And people are jonesing for that. I noticed on Facebook people are doing, you know, 10-ball ghost events and, you know, this and that. So people are ready to do it, man. And who knows how long, you know, every couple weeks they keep pushing the goal post further back, you know, to keep everybody safe. So who knows, you know, it might last another month or two. So, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll. We've got the infrastructure for this, and we've been ready for this already, you know, because our whole thing with the league was, you know, change the way the league play has been, you know, has been going on forever, right? So we're prepared. The universe was calling us already.
Are you telling me that we're not going to be hugging on Easter Day?
No. I'm holding on to my own eggs. I'm keeping my own eggs to myself.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about the format. So you said the game is Saratoga. I don't even know what Saratoga is. So you got it. You got it. Okay.
So, so think of the yin and yang, the opposites, right? So Saratoga is a hybrid of 8-ball and 9-ball. So the hybrid of 8-ball and 9-ball means 8-ball, you're shooting solids and stripes. 9-ball, you're shooting them in order. So Saratoga was invented just so to make it tougher and more interesting. And, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of the greats that's been coming over here for years, you know, Shane, Corey, Johnny, you know, Mika, Raj, everybody has been here and love the game, you know. So so that game has caught on, and there's people around the country that in fact, I was in Boston area last month. And a guy came up to me and it's like, have you ever heard of the Saratoga game? And then I said, I think I might know the guy invented it. And then, he's like, yeah, I heard it was invented by a mayor out in Saratoga. And he played it with his son. And I said, yeah, I think I might be his illegitimate son. So we're cracking up about that because he's telling me all the rules. And I would tell him, well, those were the rules that came out the first year. So we've modified those since then. He's like, no, they didn't. I said, I'm pretty sure I did. So it was hard to convince him that I was the one that was putting together that stuff. Right?
I just hear Bernie Sanders screaming, I wrote the damn in the background. But,
yeah, that's right. I never got anything passed, though, but I wrote it. So this version that we're launching, right, we have the rules and how to score every game. So give you a quick little synopsis of it. When you break, and there's the black ball is not numbered, right? So if you have a regular set of balls, and you don't have the Saratoga balls that we have with the black, is just there's no number on it. If you don't have that set and you have a regular set of balls, just remember that the 8-ball is worth different point values depending on what you do in that rack. So, for example, to score 10 points in that rack, you have to break, make a ball, and run out. So, and run out either solids or stripes. You can choose solids or stripes, run them in order, and make the black. Then the black is worth 6 points. So that's 10 points because you get 1 point per numbered ball, whether it's solid or stripe. So you run 1 through 4, and then the black would be worth 6. So if you break, you make a ball, and you shoot from there, and you run out, you get 10 points. So now, for example, let's say the second way you score and where the black is only worth, 10, 8, 7, see, I'm even confused. 10, 7. Yeah. So the second option is if you break and you don't make a ball and you run out, but you don't take ball in hand, you don't make a ball. So you break, you don't make a ball, and you run out. That's the second highest scoring option you can get. So if you break dry and you have a shot on either solid stripes of the lowest and you decide to shoot from there, you can run out from there. And then at point you only get 9 points because the black is only going to be worth 1 point less. It's worth 5. So the second highest option you get is if you don't make a ball on the break and you run out from there, you get 9 points. The third option is if you break and you, let's say you don't have a shot. Well, you get the option to take ball in hand. Now, when you take ball in hand after the break, the highest you can score is 7 points. So the black is worth 3. So now you take ball in hand if you run out. Then you get 7 points. So there's 3 different options right there. Then we have the option where if you break and at any time you miss during any of your run out attempts, whether you started from the beginning, you missed the first shot, or you tried taking ball in hand and you missed during a run out, you have what we call a salvage game, where the salvage is you have the option to go to the other suit. Now, let's say I decided to shoot solids, and I shoot the 1 and 2, and I get hooked on the 3. Well, I can take, or I miss the 2 or 3 or whatever. Now I get a chance to go to the other suit. I take ball in hand. I try to run out those other suits. Well, now those 5 balls, that's the most I can get. The black ball is only worth 1 there at that point. So let's say I miss the first rotation. I choose the other suit. I try to go for the salvage. The salvage, you can only go for get five. But if you miss along the way, you get those points that you made, and that's your score. So that's the other option, right? The fifth option. So in the salvage game, you can get most is five. And if you miss along the way, you just get two, three, four, whatever, one through four, whatever. So if you run up the one and you miss the two, then you get one. And then, so that's the fifth way to score. And then the sixth way to score is if at any point, scratch on the break or any foul that you do, you get zero. So that's the six ways to score. So there's going to be some strategies, some people, you know, like, you know, you might have a tough shot after the break, but you want that 10 points. But now you're like, let me take this ball in hand here and lock up the seven or take a chance for the 7 points. So it could be, you know, some strategy. We played it a few times and it's not as easy as it sounds. But it's also not as complicated as it sounds, too. Once you shoot a few racks, basically all you got to do is just remember the options. You can take ball in hand or you can shoot from there. And then once you miss, you have the option to go the other suit. And then in the app, it'll tell you after the game, when you click in, you're punching game one results, it'll have all these options to click what you did in that rack, what I just explained. So it'll tell you, you know, if it was a break and run, it'll tell you in parentheses the point value, you know. So it'll tell you got 10 points tonight. And once you click that, then your points will get registered in there. And then after you play 10 racks, that's a round, right? And after you play 10 racks, it'll tell you your score, you know, 47, 67, whatever it is. And then once you punch it in, then it's saved. But in order to play in these online events, you have to live Facebook Live your matches, you know, live stream them. So, and that's what's going to, you know, get everybody, you know, playing and being involved and, you know, playing. You know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be real. We already got a bunch of guys lined up waiting to play. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then every time, one thing, and just like all, yeah, just like all TSPN matches, once you log in your match, all of that is saved. All of the history of it, you can always go back and look at your history. You can look at everything you've done. And then it'll also, your handicaps are always going to be getting adjusted and honed in. So I always tell people it's a live handicap. So it's always going to be moving. Nobody's going to be like, hey, I'm a 43 or I'm a, you know, whatever it is. You're not going to be stuck there. You're always going to. So you start playing better. You know, it starts showing, right? You start seeing yourself get better and, you know, your handicap starts getting better. And then you start playing bad. It'll show too, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it kind of moves with the way that you're playing at the time. That's good. Are there any restrictions on the table size or the types of tables, pocket size, anything like that?
So in the beginning, we're doing right now, it's open to anybody. We're saying it's bar tables, but if you only have a big table and you want to play in the tournament, you can. So what we're going to do later on, we're going to have table specific events. You know, we're going to play like, hey, anybody has a 7 foot diamond. This is a 7 foot diamond, you know, $20 entry tournament, or limited to the first 32 players that enter. And then, you know, so, and like all of the events are going to be 100% payback. So all the entry fee money goes right, you know, right back to the, you know, however it is going to tell you what place, you know, and all that. So, but right now it's all going to be open. And then one thing right now, because a lot of people are coming in, you know, right in the middle, you know, with their handicaps. When you first join TSP and you come in right in the middle. So, for example, it's 100 is the highest. Like if you broke and ran out all 10 racks, that's the highest you can get is 100, right? So technically 100 would be the highest rating you could get.
What's
so everybody's going to come in at, I played it. I think I'm like 72. I scratch on the break a couple times and stuff. Oh. So you scratch on the break. If you get kissed and scratch on the break, that rack, you get zero. So, and you can't soft break and take that out. You know, the rules is you have to make an honest attempt to hit them hard or hit them firm. Right. So, you know, we all know what a firm break is, right? You know, what an honest attempt looks like. So, you know, you can do a controlled, you know, pop break, but you just can't soft break and kind of play position on a ball, you know, like that. So, you know, there's going to be some, you know, just like golf, right? There's going to be, you know, a lot of it's going to have to be do with people using, you know, keeping their integrity intact and, you know, playing by the rules, right? Trying to, you know, making sure that they, you know, they're honest and, you know, and plus two, we're starting out $10 entries, you know, and so it's like, I don't foresee people trying to do anything, you know, weird or cheap for $10, you know. So I just don't see it happening. I think people are going to be excited to play and, you know, have fun, I think, you know. So I just think it's going to be more fun than anything. You know, people are going to be excited to be involved in something.
Yes, it gives you something to do for sure. So we can branch off from here. How do you actually, is this going to be like an online pay thing? And it's all going to be, is it PayPal? How is it going to, how are you going to be able to pay for it?
So we're setting up I think Alan Henderson, the CEO, I think he was mentioning yesterday that they're going to set up a PayPal, a specific PayPal, but we can also do, you know, the Venmo and, you know, Cash App and all that. And we'll figure it out. If somebody really wants to get in and they say, hey, I don't have PayPal, whatever, we're always, you know, can figure it out how to get them involved. And then for members, I think if you're already a member or promoter, you you know, you can just get, you can pay on there. And then when it's time to get paid, you can get it paid right on your Hyper wallet, you know, the debit card. So, you know, that'll be, you know, everything will be kept track of and stuff. So it'll be real specific and, you know, intentional on how we keep track of, you know, all the money and the numbers, you know? So that's, we'll make it real easy. And then if somebody wants to join, I think they said if somebody wants to join and they don't want to pay the monthly, like I was saying before, you know, the whatever it costs to get in, you know, and part of the Rocket Runout, let's say it's $25 a month or $20 a month to be able to play in these events. They don't have to pay that, and they can just pay that processing fee every time they play in one of these events. So, you know, let's say it's $2-3 or whatever, you know, they want to play, you know, play in 10, 15 of them. You know, they might think that, oh, shit, I might as well just pay that $20 a month and play in as many as I want, right? Because it's going to be 10 games. It's going to be one match. That's all you're going to do. And we're going to have it blind, I think, where you don't know who's in the tournament until after. So everybody's going to get in not knowing, you know, who's going to be in until the tournament's filled. Once the tournament is filled, then you can see everybody that's in it. And then, you know, you're going to be able to shoot your round. So it's going to be real cool because it's going to be, you know, you're going to know. If you play bad that 10 games, you'd be like, ah, I ain't going to win this event, you know? And if you play good, then you can kind of see other people that are playing. And you can kind of watch them and see, you know, like, hey, this guy, you know, he's got to shoot, you know, 74 to beat me. And it's going to be cool. You can be sweating other people's matches that are in it, right?
Yeah, the best thing game is going to be sweating it. That'll be fun. So there's a couple questions in the, in the lobby. Do you have to hit the head ball on the break?
Yes, it's rack specific where you have the one in the front and then you have the black ball in the middle and then the other one in the back or the nine ball in the back. So it's, and then everything else is solid stripes. And then you have to hit the head ball and then you have to, because if you make the black on the break, it's spot or re-rack. So you have option. And then when you're running out, you know, we have the rules posted. There's a bunch of places you'll be able to see the rules, but nowhere, if you make the black out of turn at any time, that's zero, automatic zero. That's a foul, automatic zero. So it came up, we for the last few weeks, we've been, you know, playing the game and different questions have come up. And one of them was, what if you got the, for like, we use the Saratoga set. So we got the solid one and the striped one. And they're wrote right there by 3 inches from the pocket on either rail. But the black is blocking both of the shots. I'm blocking that pocket. So he's like, can you shoot that and then continue and spot it? He said, no, you got it. That's where the creativity comes out. You know, you might have to bank one of them or put the cue ball behind the other one and take ball in hand and shoot it in the other pocket. That's the part where somebody's like, you know, it's going to, you know, it, you know, that break could determine, you know, yeah, you know, if you win or not, right? Then it make, you know, difference between 3-4 points in the last rack. It's going to come up. So it's going to be neat to see some creativity and see what people do in certain situations and, you know, the choices they make. And after we get enough of these rounds under our belt, not only your handicap is going to be honed in, you know, it's going to be an actual number, your handicap, right? You know, because it's going to be, you know, obviously 0 to 100, but it's going to be an actual, like, let's say I shot 70 the first time and then, you know, I shot 50 the next time. Well, my handicap, I would imagine, would be 60. You know, because, you know, to go right in between there, right? And then it keeps moving. And then one of the things also, too, that's going to come up is right now we're having them open to everybody, you know. So whatever, you know, rank you are, you still got to play. So, like, if I wanted to get in one or the one tonight, somebody that plays would have to play me even, or where we're all playing even. But what we're going to do is we're going to handicap them after everybody has to play 5 open events. And then you can get in the handicap, because we're figuring after 5 rounds, your handicap would be pretty close to where it's going to be, you know. So, and then, and it's so cheap that, you know, it's like everybody can play and, you know, enjoy themselves and not get too punished. Yeah.
Nobody's paying the mortgage.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole, yeah. But at the same time, you know, like if Chad Shoulders was mentioning last night, is if you played in 5 of them and you won 1, you broke even, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like let's say we had 5, let's say we had, we cut it off at 5 because that's what the software guy said, that it has to have a minimum of 5 to start a tournament. And then, so that'll be $50, and it's be like winner take all $50. So if, you know, if you played 5 of them with 5 players and you won 1, you know, you got your money back. So, yeah. So I think it's something that, you know, people wouldn't mind taking a chance of doing, right?
Yeah. And if nothing else, you're entertaining yourself, which is pretty hard to do these days. There's only so much, Tigers on Netflix you can watch, right?
That's right. That's right. And there's another episode coming out, I heard.
Oh, geez. Yikes. So, Tiger man. No, I can't. No, just knock it off, Nate. Anybody out in the lobby, if you have any questions, feel free to get them in. We can definitely ask them to Rodney, whether it's about the Saratoga or about anything else. I'm assuming you're down to answer a couple questions.
Oh, as many as you want. Yeah, I'm out in Saratoga, Wyoming, and one thing cool about out here, you know, the population is like less than 2,000, but there's so much land out here. You know, we've been going hiking. Yesterday, my fiance and I, we went on a hike, and she took me out about, you know, out, and was so beautiful, and nobody was around, and it's really a beautiful country out here. So, you know, I'm in a good spot right now, hiding out from the world.
Social distancing from anything and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
So how many of these tournaments are you running regularly? Is this like one a day, a couple a day? How's, or is it going to be kind of dependent on the kind of feedback you guys get?
Yeah, I mean, eventually we want to be doing hundreds of these, right? We want to just get everybody playing, you know, like it's just something cool. You know, we got the vehicle for, you know, for this, you know, we got the infrastructure, everything set up, ready to rock and roll. So I imagine, you know, it'll be like those poker, you know, events, those guys are, they're just constantly going, you know, and as soon as you get knocked out of one, you know, sign up for the next one, you know, and just go. And then once it's filled, I think then you have like 24 hours to get your match in. Otherwise, you lose that, you know, you forfeit that $10 or whatever. I think that, you know, that way you can't just sit and everybody's waiting on you to play a match, right? You
know. All right, so we got a couple people in the Steven said Wheat State. Are you still playing with his shaft, by the way? Or are you playing with his shaft?
I'm not playing nothing right now. But, yeah. I got a few shafts I'm using, and, you know, and I'm like every other pool player, right? You know, I've never missed a ball by myself. It always has to be in the shaft or the tip.
Yep.
So if I miss a ball, I'm switching. At least until I miss another ball.
Yeah, right. So, Alan Martin asks, where will we be able to find the link to the rules?
I think the rules are on the app. You go on the app, you'll be able to see the rules on it, and we'll start posting. Most more people will start posting a picture of it, you know, the rules. But yeah, it's. I think you go. It's there. It's set there now. Alan, I think. Happy birthday, by the way. I think it's Alan's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Alan!
Yeah, and I think Tanya was saying, in order for somebody to be able to play the Rocket Runout, she physically has to get them set up to do it. So might want to get with her and find out if you want to get in. And just to make sure, she might have sorted that out. But she does amazing work, and she's working nonstop. She's the one that gets everybody, you know, sorted out. So just get with her, because I can't do anything.
You're just the pretty face of the organization.
That's it. And I'm drinking my hot tea. I'm drinking my hot tea so all the virus goes down quick.
Jim Telfer. Do you know Jim Telfer?
I don't know. Name sounds familiar.
Hi, Jim. He's a European guy. He's always at the Moscone Cup. He's always riling up the European fans. He's a funny dude.
Oh, guarantee then.
Yeah, he's
guarantee
a,
then.
Man,
I know.
He's a funny guy. So he asks, will tournaments be played at times that would be friendly for players in Europe?
We are set up only in Canada and USA now, and we were originally going to go the next break after this summer. We were going to go to Japan, but you know, obviously times have changed, and you know, so it's going to be a little bit before we branch out. But you know, obviously we'll keep everybody posted when we get it, because it takes a lot, because you got to get the you know, the currency, you know, the conversion done, you know, and be able to do it through the app, and then you have to get all the legal stuff done. You know, you have to, you know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, takes months of preparation to go into another country. So, you know, and that's beyond my expertise, you know, but you ask me how to run 1 through 9, I can probably figure it out quick.
I don't know, Mr. 72. I don't know.
Hey, that was one shot, man. I get another shot at it in about a week.
I gotta try this. I got a buddy that has a 9-foot diamond on Pro Cut Pocket, or with Pro Cut Pockets. That table just destroys me. I don't know if I want to try this on that table. Just so,
well, I mean,
the shelves on those things are like this deep.
Yeah. So somebody mentioned that, you know, based on that rules, like Tanya said, it seems for me the best way to do it, you know, and this is, remember now, we're launching the 9-ball version of this, you know, and so basically we came up with this version for the bulk of our players, which is the lower rank, you know, below average players. And we wanted to make so like me, if I got ball in hand and 9-ball, 10-ball, I'm going to run out every time. Well, we wanted to come up with this to make it where they are running out every time as well. So now if you're playing this game on a bar box and you get ball in hand, you're only running 5 balls. So think about that. And now the guys that are in the 5s and 6s and all that, they're running racks, you know. So that's how we came up with that. So, and then we came up with this version where the perfect game is break, make a ball, and run out with no ball in hand. So to shoot that perfect game is, you know, it's going to be pretty tough, you know. So, so it's yeah, but so that you know, if you can take ball in hand and you run out every time, so basically you're getting a 7 every time. So you're if your average is above 70, you're going to be ready for the next version, the 13-ball version of the Saratoga game. So that's you know, that's the whole thing. We're introducing, you know, the games, and it's going to get tougher and tougher, you know, as more people get used to these games. And then it's going to be – we just didn't want to introduce a 13-ball version and cater to the better players right away, because our bulk of our members are the lower-ranked guys. So we wanted – this was specifically designed – for the just below average players.
Yeah. I think this is a really, really, really good question. This is coming from Muhammad Ali. I don't know if that's a Facebook name or a real name, but when is a virtual reality spectator lounge going to be available? So basically anybody who's not in the pool tournament but can still watch what's happening.
Ooh, great question. He's the guy. He's the VR guy that got me and Johnny on it years ago with the, you know, the Oculus and all that. So what's up, Brother Mo? He's been doing some live events at his house on his diamond. So some guys, he's in Spring Hill, Florida. But so that stuff is on hold right now, because the people that we were talking to out of Curacao, you know, they kind of leery of dealing with us right now with this environment. So we're just, everybody was like, who knows what's going to happen, and you know, all that, because it takes a lot of money to get this, you know, get that all set up, and they got to build the app and all that. So we're not sure how long that's going to take, but that's the you know, that's one of the goals, right? That's one of our next things that we're going to do, be able to, you know, be able to watch you know, pool matches in VR. Ooh, that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty sweet, right?
Yep.
Alan Martin just basically says that his 9-foot pro cut diamond has one pocket that gives me headaches. I'm stoked to start playing Saratoga. 9-foot diamond on pro cuts is just—it's just not built for people like us, Alan. It's just built for people like Rodney.
Shane, maybe, I don't know, man. Those diamonds give me I've always been a Brunswick guy, so I think
it's the shelves.
Is that what it is?
For me, I can't. Those shelves. I like to play the outsides of the pockets to really, you know, like maximize my angles. You can't do that on a diamond. You just can't.
Yeah. You catch any part of that long rail going down there, it won't go. Yeah. So, and I noticed that too. I told somebody the diamonds. In the Brunswicks, you're trained. I was trained my whole life to catch that long rail going down the rail. Well, diamonds, you're trained to overcut them where you hit the facing first, and it falls right in. So I'm like, I can't train myself to shoot, you know, overcut that ball into the facing. So it took me a while, you know, practicing on it. But IPT time, 2005, Rocky and I out of in Spring Hill at Capone's, we bought a couple of those diamond tables each. So we had four of them, and everybody came over and played. And then I talked to I think it was Greg Sullivan, I think, or somebody. I forget who it was at Diamond. And then I told him, I said, you know, why does the table play so weird? And they said, well, we wanted to make them play like no other table so that people would have to buy them to get used to them. And that's what we had to do. We had to buy them just so we could, you know, get used to playing them. And you know, that was genius to me.
Yeah, that's a good marketing ploy. I personally like playing on valleys where, like, you can miss a ball by three diamonds and still make it. That's the kind of pool I like to play.
Makes perfect, me feel like perfect. A good player. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah, that's. And I got that lace. I got about 2 months ago. I got LASIK surgery, and they said I only need it on my right eye, and my right eye is worse than it was before. So, and it hasn't gotten. He said, yeah, in about 3 weeks, it should be better. You know, I'm like, it hasn't. As soon as it's like it's worse. So if I got to beat people with one eye from now on.
Yikes.
But they told me I could go back. They said I could go back, and, you know, I got like a lifetime thing. I said, yeah, I like to keep going back. I want it to get like so bad that I can't see out of it at all. I want to keep going back to you guys now.
Scott Alcoin, hopefully I pronounced that right. What's up, brother Rodney?
What's up? He's out of Seattle now, I think.
Let's see here. If there's anybody else out there that has any questions, get them in right now. Other than that, Rodney, did you have anything else that you wanted to cover?
You guys can always message me on Facebook. You know, I got my fan page, and then I got my regular page. But just message me. I'll check them, you know, periodically. This internet out here isn't real good. So I kind of goes in and out. But, just look forward to the Social Pool Network. And, you know, you can download the app for free anytime. And we always have the option where you can sign up as a guest for free and play 8-ball matches and hone your handicap like that so you can play with other guests. So you can have a buddy or you guys, you know. And then now, if you guys wanted to, you know, try and play pool, try it out and, you know, get involved in the Rocket Runout. And, you know, we can all play together in some tournaments. You know, maybe I'll be in one of them.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're interested in TSPN, as far as trying out the league, you could always reach out to me or Rodney as well for that, because we are both we both partake in it. Obviously,
yeah, and then
you also, a little bit more than me.
Yeah, Also, too, Andy Cloth. You can see if you guys EJ out here. This is the headquarters for Andy Cloth USA. So if you guys want, great deal on cloth, and it's cheaper. In my opinion, better than anything. So, give us a shout and give me a shout. And, we can get you. If you got a nice big enough size pool room, we can send a sample cloth for you and try it out, see if you guys like it. But, I know a lot of the places are closed right now. But, yeah, you guys will like the cloth. So, you know, I had to put my plug in for Brother EJ, too.
Absolutely. A couple last-second questions. Can you use a magic rack?
Of course. Just make sure you break them, firm and hard, because, you know, it's going to be live stream. So, you know, we all know what, you know, an honest attempt to hit them hard is, you know, and that's, you know, that's the whole thing, right? Just stick with the spirit of the rule and, you know, and try not to, you know, because remember now, you're going to be doing it in front of everybody, you know, everybody's going to be looking at you and be like, it's kind of, you know. Yeah. You know, then you kind of get a bad vibe going, you know. So like me, I broke twice in there, and I hit them perfect, parked the cue ball in the middle, so another ball flew around, kissed it in the side. I'm like, ugh. You know, I would love to have soft broke and took the scratch out of play and try to shoot a big number, but You know, that's part of the game, right? You know, we want it to be random. You know, Earl Strickland always says, you know, the break should be something that should be random. You know, that was always the fun part of the game, you know? Like when you smack them and, you know, balls are flying all over the place and it's a random, you know, line, you know, setup or random run out every time, something different. You know, I think that's always been the coolest part of the game to me.
Yeah, it's definitely the most exciting part as a fan viewing the game as well. But at the same time, I mean, the pros got to eat, and if they can control it.
Of course, yeah, you set it up, you know, it was set up that way, you know, and that's why we're changing, you know, we're trying to change things where, you know, like a lot of the big complaints. The reason why I came up with this this way to play by yourself and shoot your own number is because, you know, we always play golf, right? And, you know, well, at least, you know, I like to say I was playing golf, but what I was doing was not golf.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I would get out there, and I know every time I get out there, I was shooting 92 or, you know, 96 or whatever it is. But I always knew what my number was going to be based on my level, right? I always knew, okay, I'm going to go out. Or if I was playing every day, you know, years ago, I was playing every day, two rounds a day, you know, in Hawaii. And, you know, I was like, okay, I can go out and shoot 80 now, you know. And then I was like, I already knew based on how good or bad I was playing what I was going to shoot. Well, when you play pool, you know, you can play pool, you know, and you play for, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours, and you're like, man, I played good today. Well, how good? Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't miss a ball for like 3 hours there. Well, how good? What is your number, right? Yeah. What? How good? Yeah, so you want to know how good or how bad. So I came up with this based so that we can actually have an exact number, and we have stats, and we have, you know, everything's going to tell you what you've been doing your whole life, you know. And, you know, you can go back and look at it and say, man, in June I was playing this game, and, you know, I was shooting, you know, 47, 48, you know, every time. And then, you know, now in May, you know, all of a sudden now, you know, I mean, you know, August or whatever, right? You know, 4 or 5 months later, you can see your numbers increase, and you'd be like, whoa, I did get better, right? You can say, you can see that.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the whole reason why we came up with this, you know, so you can shoot your number, you know, so everybody has a handicap that they can, you know exactly that's theirs. They own it.
Yeah, for sure. So Carlos Sanchez in the lobby asked, when is the next TSPN tournament? Which is a very good question, because Boot Hill was, August 22nd last year.
Yeah, so we had planned on doing it about the same time, but now with this whole thing, you know, going on, you know, we can't set a date. And then Alan was really loving that week right after Christmas, because he's figuring everybody's like raring to go, and they've been, you know, with family, and they like want to play some pool. And a lot of people don't have that New Year's Eve, you know, New Year's, you know, week taken, you know, for pool, you know. So he's looking at, you know, doing that one. So we'll make sure we let everybody know. But yeah, that's you know, we've been talking to a bunch of casinos and seeing who wants to offer what, but right now, no conversations are happening right now with anybody, because, you know, nobody knows nothing, yeah? The guys, they don't even want to talk within 6 feet of the phone.
with the interview I did with Emily Frazier this past week, she had mentioned that they might do the U.S. Open or the World Pool Masters, one of the two, around that time. Not that necessarily affects, especially the World Pool Masters. That wouldn't expect it. That wouldn't affect it in any ways. But the U.S. Open, it might. Could, anyways.
Yeah. I was wanting to play in the U.S. Open, you know. So it's, you know, in this environment, the way things are, you know, we can't. There's going to be a lot of conflicting going on when we actually. Yeah. People are going to be like, I don't care. I'm going out. I'm playing. I need to play.
Yeah. Everything's going to be getting compressed quite a bit. Lots of overlay, I'm guessing.
Scott, I gotta go to rehab.
Yeah. Scott Alcoin says he thinks you're a sheep herder now.
Yes, I am. That's right.
Can it be any type of rack? You answered that earlier. Anyone's fine.
Yep. Just gotta. It tells you how to rack them. You know, just gotta make sure the two, the one. Or you can even put the 9, but if you got the other rack. But the 1, the two lowest solid in stripe are going to be in the front and back, and then the black in the middle. And then everything else is just solid stripes. And then when you're breaking them hard, you know, it's not really, you know, pattern rack don't even come into play. because, you know, when you're breaking them hard, you can't, if you can tell me, if you can hit the ball real hard and tell me where one of those balls are going to end up, you know, you can take my $20 every time.
You're right. So I think that's all the questions in the lobby. There's a lot of people asking about the Kansas tournament. So I hope that the discussion we had on that clears a lot of that up. I think it probably should.
Yeah, it's not going to be at the same place. It's not going to be in Dodge City. So we know that for sure, because that seemed to be too far out of the way for a lot of people.
It was tough to get to.
Yeah, so we, you know, we still end up giving away almost 100,000, but, you know, it was to about, you know, 60-something people or 80 people, whoever was there. So, you know, obviously we'd like to get that, you know, number up to about 400 or 500, you know, when we go in the next one. So we want to figure out a better location. You know, there's some talk of, you know, somewhere, you know, in the, I don't know, in Louisiana, but, you know, who knows what's going on. So we'll see what's going on. There's a bunch of people that, you know, love to have us, you know, because pool players, you know, are big, you know, big drinkers and big gamblers. So they want us there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am going to miss Dodge City. They had the best breakfast sandwiches. Oh, man, they were so good. At that little restaurant casino. Yeah. Those things were so good.
Yep. Ugh. Oh, yeah. I know. I think I'm still trying to digest a couple of them.
Yeah. Right. So I guess unless there's anything else that comes in the chat room or the chat in about 4 seconds, we are going to be... Well, unless you have anything else, too.
No, just, you know, whatever you guys, any kind of questions, you hit us all up, you know, on Facebook or, you know, we also have the Social Pool Network Facebook group. You can get on there. You can see, you know, what's going on at any time. And, you know, they also have the, you know, for new members, you know, if you guys check out the weekly incentives Facebook group, you can get on there and see all the weekly stuff. So, you know, and we're always constantly evolving and constantly improving, you know, everything. So we're there's a lot of stuff going on. We haven't, you know, forgotten about anybody, and we're always getting better and improving. So just, you know, and like this, you know, just let's get out and play some rocket run out stuff. You know, I'd love to see everybody in tournaments live streaming and playing, shooting their numbers. I want to see people, you know, after about 5 to 10 rounds and see where everybody's handicap is and see how impressed they are with, you know, their actual number. That'd be cool to see.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Let's go through one more time. Louisiana sounds like a good idea. Roy from Roy's Basement decided it was a good idea to wake up finally. So he said he just woke up.
I love it. That's good. But, yeah, any kind of questions. And then if you guys, you know, obviously I don't know, Nate, if you can put my phone number on there. Anybody can text me. My phone's going off all the time, 24/7. So if you guys got any questions or, you know, anything, you know, that's 808-439-4255. So just hit me up and, you know, send me a text, reach out, whatever you guys want, man.
Oh, man, I thought I'm here. Was so special having your number. Now everybody has it. Bummer. Dang it.
I keep this. There's this family that keeps calling me, the Likely family. I think their first name is Scam. Keep calling me all the time. This family.
You know, they'd stop calling you. After me. They would stop calling if you just renewed your vehicle's warranty. You know, you just got to extend it. Just do it, man.
That's right. I know. Oh, God. How did they know I need that male enhancement?
Yeah. Your fiance told us. I did an interview with her earlier.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, now that we're getting completely off track and slightly inappropriate. Rodney, this has been a blast. It's always great to talk to you.
Cool. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That's right.
And everybody
thanks,
else.
Thanks, everybody. I appreciate you guys.
Check this thing out. This sounds like a really good time.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Get in all these mini tournaments, man, or whatever, online tournament, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, figure out how to get involved, and let's start, you know, playing. Worst can happen is you have a great time and make a couple bucks.
Yeah, and maybe some friends.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Well, Rodney, I'll let you go, and thanks for joining on and talking to me.
Aloha.
All right, take care, everyone. If I can find out how to cancel this thing.